Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriend with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Brought to you by Profit In, I-N, joy.
.com. Someone said, I can't find Profit In joy. Oh, no.
No. We've been trying to say it so clearly. No. ProfitInJoy.com. Inside, outside, in joy.
You're profiting in joy.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Not profit and joy. That's kind of like a Christmas carol.
profit and joy.
But
profit
no.
Joy.
ProfitInJoy.com.
Exactly.
Hello, everyone. It's Father's Day.
Yes.
Around here in our neck of the woods, it's Eat Everything You Can Inside Day for Dad.
Right, because you're doing so well. And then
starting out with... Julie got up at 4 o'clock this morning to make chocolate chip and M&M cookies.
On your suggestion, because I understand why you said today was a good day, because our neighbor guy,
Ed,
who mows our lawn at Jellystone,
He does not want money for it.
No, we're like, we can pay you. We're going to pay somebody to do it.
Boy, I've got a little riding lawnmower. It takes me 2 seconds.
Because actually, making it too tight of a curve in my own lawn in the yard is really hard. To actually drive, to make the circle around both of our yards is better. It's easier on the turn.
It's easier on the machine.
It's easier on the machine. And I said, well, can I make you cookies? He goes, I'll take some cookies.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, great.
Once a month, we're giving him cookies. And just today, Father's Day, happens to be cookie day.
Yes.
So Norm is...
Two birds with one stone.
That's right. That's the way we roll.
That's the way we roll. Exactly. Exactly. And finally, we're getting this insurance stuff with Jellystone worked out. Everything is just a hassle.
It's you don't realize how insurance stuff just... It not only takes time out of your life, but it... Sort of has a way of killing your spirit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know why, but...
Yeah, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely grateful for it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, you're just going, oh, why? And then to find out we were probably the worst hit, possibly. Looked like we were the worst hit.
Yeah.
It looked like it, but we were.
Yeah, we're so grateful. I mean, the lady from the Jellystone golf carts.
Yeah.
She was up at like 5 to 6 in the morning. And because the people that were evacuated came to her warehouse, I guess,
because
there was no other place for all these people and their animals. So they stayed there until, who knows, like to get hotels or whatever. But she said that she took a care camera and she went, is this your little park model?
Yes, that's ours.
And she goes, I can't believe, I cannot believe. You didn't get it. And we were like...
Inside, I know. We're so lucky.
We're so blessed.
We're so blessed really and was, so lucky.
But we did lose our golf cart. And we did lose our Central Air. But we're getting a new golf cart.
Yay!
And we probably won't get it for another week or so.
Yay. Take it.
But we've seen it. It's cool looking.
Yeah.
And we may just bring it here because it may be our favorite now. Because people, Yesterday, I sold one other golf cart.
Yes.
To some people.
You have been having such remorse over this golf cart, too, it seems like. And you just, and I want to take it away from you, the remorse.
Yeah.
So you have seller's remorse.
Not buyer's remorse. But
no. So,
because we had two golf carts left. We sold one earlier this summer.
Yes.
And I was happy that the person that got it really loved it.
Uh-huh.
And I did not have any seller's remorse. But I had two remaining golf carts. And the one that my favorite was the one that I sold.
Yes.
But the one that I kept, I did not sell because I would have loved to have sold it. But I, in my stubbornness, or whatever you want to call it, did not want to take a loss on it.
Right.
I paid really about $1,000 too much for this one.
Right.
And I could not get any buyers over the summer. Not even to... I think I had one person offer me a low ball offer.
Right.
And at that point, I still had, like, come on, Aunt Chrissy, you can do this.
You can law of attraction the crap out of this.
Yeah.
There is a right buyer for this.
Yesterday, I sold my favorite golf cart, and it went away.
That's right.
Now
I feel so
I'm
sad
left.
For you, too.
Because this one had turn signals, it had a horn. It was just a little, it was white.
I want to explore this issue.
As opposed to being beige.
Yeah,
you know?
I want to explore this issue with you. Because, I mean, no matter what I could say to you, I couldn't trick your mind into believing that you weren't taking a loss if you sold the one that you paid more money for.
Right.
You know, at a discount.
Right.
Like, why can't we just pretend that the one you like, you paid the higher price for?
Right.
And the one, they're identical in years.
Right.
Identical in everything else.
Everything else. Yeah.
Identical.
Yeah.
Why can't we just sell that one for the, and you're like, I can't do it. My soul just says, no, don't do it. I can't do it.
It wasn't my spiritual soul. It was my business practices soul.
Right. Exactly.
It was like, oh, no, girl, you don't take a loss on this.
Right, right.
And that's what it was. And so I had to see my favorite golf cart go away.
I know. It's sort of like this, you know, you've spent $1,000 on dad's knees getting shots, right?
Yeah, easy. Oh, easy.
And it worked zero.
Those are always $3,000 a pop.
Yeah, and it didn't work very much. I mean, very little work did it. Well, you didn't get $3,000 worth of enjoyment or use out of those knees.
No.
You tried.
Yeah.
But they just weren't working. And you don't get a return value because there's not 100% satisfaction guaranteed there. You know, why don't doctors do that? Like, hey, we'll give you this shot. Well, what if I was going to work? Can I get my money back? No.
Oh, we're telling you, we're just giving you a shot at it.
Yeah.
That's why we call it a shot.
Yeah. We're practicing medicine. We're not fluent in it. We practice it.
We're just practicing. Like, you know, when you go to the golf cart, of course, and you hit a few, you know, basket full of balls.
Yeah.
We're just practicing.
We're just practicing. We're taking a couple of shots at it.
We're taking a couple of shots at practicing medicine.
And no, there are no refunds nor exchanges. We're going to keep working it. We're going to keep charging your insurance company until things go out. And then eventually they're going to say no.
And then are you die.
And you kind of hope that you die first before they tell you no. I guess. I'm not sure.
What they're hoping to.
Yeah,
I don't know how they.
There's some algorithm. Like your mom, you always say, those insurance companies have it all algorithmed out.
Always.
They know exactly. Always.
They know exactly when you're going to die. I don't know. More than God knows.
Well, your doctor did. Remember when she told you, she goes like, here's your criteria. Now, if we add this little tiny pill, suppose you're going to live like 120. And you're like, okay. So I take this pill the rest of my life.
Yeah.
There's a good chance it'll be 120.
It's all in this, it's all in the big computers.
I know. Yeah. But now it does seem interesting because nowadays you just go, 100? Yeah, they die so young. 100 years old? That's nothing.
Well, when you think about that, I have aunts that are in their 90s and riding their bikes and bowling and kicking it old school.
Sponsoring people?
Really old school. Sponsoring people to do what?
Oh, like, you know. They're their sponsor.
AA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. yeah. Can you imagine, you know, you join an AA for the first time and you're like, I got to get a sponsor. Well, I'm 93 years old. I'm your sponsor. I've been in AA 60 plus years. I don't know exactly what you're going through. Do you really?
Do you really?
Do you really? Do you have genital herpes?
Wow.
Well, I don't know. In my day, we didn't call it that.
We didn't talk about those things like that on a podcast. What's a podcast? That's the only nice thing about having a podcast.
We called it acne on our coochies.
That's the only great thing about having a podcast. You know that your 93-year-old aunt is not listening to us.
Yes, I do. I do know she's not listening.
It's like, what do you guys do? We have a podcast. You know. What is that? Yeah. Don't worry. Everybody has a podcast. Even your 93-year-old aunt now has a podcast.
Wouldn't that be wild?
It would be. But you know what's really weird, though? I don't think I've ever seen an AA podcast. So they've stayed true to their anonymity.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And we should have a podcast about them not having podcasts.
Yes, we should. That would be awesome.
We could like, hey, you know what they can't talk about?
Right.
12 steps.
12 steps.
What they can't talk about? Step number one.
They can't talk about it.
That there might be a higher power.
Yeah, can't talk about it.
No.
You're powerless and that there might be a higher power. That you're powerless and there's a higher power. All in the same thing. Yeah. Our little doggy just came in and joined the conversation, even though he wasn't supposed to.
Yes, that's okay. He can stay here.
Yeah.
Until he sees a squirrel.
So I have a moral dilemma.
You have a moral dilemma?
I have a little moral dilemma. Well, it's already over with, so the dilemma's over.
So it's no more, it's no more moral.
I guess I need to decide if you need to tell me if I was immoral or not.
All right, or amoral.
Or amoral. Yeah. One of those two. I was a bad person. So I went and saw Rocket Man last night. I'm going to share what I thought about it because it's still, I've got some movie stocks in my head that I need to share.
Still fresh in your...
It is. But it ended at like 7:50. And I had to make cookies for Ed and Father's Day. And we're doing it. I go, oh my gosh, I get all my stuff at Aldi, which I would love to do because I can be in and out of there in 5-10 minutes.
Right.
I go to Walmart or any place else.
No.
It's a 20-minute dealio, 30-minute dealio, all of it. No worries.
But they don't care because they never close. Right. Aldi, on the other hand.
They close exactly at 8.
You're right. And if you're in there.
If you get in the door before 8.
You're okay.
They'll let you stay.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no. And so I come in and it's 5 to 8. And I'm trying to get my quarter for the cart.
Mm.
And didn't have a quarter. I had a Canadian quarter.
You still have that Canadian money on
I do.
You?
I still have Canadian money.
We should get
I'm sure
that
it's losing
cash.
Value or is it increasing value? I don't know.
Damn Canadians.
I had a Canadian quarter. Now, the way Aldi works is that when you return your cart, you don't get your same cart back.
No.
So I don't get my same quarter back. I get the person's before me quarter because... You get in line, and the person and they're always one cart ahead. They fill the cart in front of you. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. So the person I'm in line. Person's ahead of me. Put all their stuff on the conveyor belt, and it's being. And then, but the person they're filling up they start off with a cart right at the end.
Got it.
Somebody's cart. We don't know whose it is.
Okay. So the very first person that entered the store that morning,
it's their cart. Or it's actually the staff's cart.
Oh.
That we start off the day with an extra cart.
Got it.
And so that's how it works.
Kind of like the miracle of the loaves and fishes.
Yes, exactly. And so you never... So
it's
you
the can, quarter that keeps on giving.
If you put in a special quarter, you're not going to get a special quarter back.
Got it.
And so... I know. So, but I put in a Canadian quarter.
You put in a special quarter.
And so...
A special quarter.
I'm not telling Douglas this because he's in the car waiting for me. And I'm just sitting there waiting because I know that there's only one person left in Aldi. It's a family of 5.
Uh-oh.
And there I'm like, oh, come on, get out. I was going to say, hey, by the way... You got my card, and I put a Canadian quarter in there, and I'm going to give you my quarter instead. I just didn't have a quarter.
Right.
And
because by God, you would not want to let them have the Canadian quarter.
Well, I would feel bad. They put in a quarter, and now they're going to get 25 cents.
Yeah, they can't even use it.
Well, they can use it for Aldi, which is not a bad thing to have a specific quarter just for Aldi.
Mm.
It can't be used anywhere else.
Oh, interesting.
That's not horrible.
No.
I mean, I could fill their carts just up with Canadian quarters, which I should do. That'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting.
Or would they be upset with me? Like, how dare you? I go, listen, these Canadian
quarters.
They
wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what to do. Mm. Some Canadian would come down like, I'm going to take all these quarters. But anyway, so at some point, Doug's like, why are we waiting here? We got your groceries in. You know, you were in and out in 7 minutes. I go, why are we waiting here? And so I had to explain. I go, well, I'm feeling a little guilty. Because you're feeling guilty. Tell me why. He goes, I go, well, I put a Canadian quarter in. And that family behind me, I'm just waiting for them to come out and put their cart back in play. And I can exchange quarters. Otherwise, they're out 25 cents. He's like, just go. They're gonna have a, you know, he just said, just don't worry about it. Just go.
And I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you go?
Oh, I left.
You left.
Yeah. Now, here's my deciding factor. It was a shiny, shiny, shiny Canadian quarter. I thought to myself, there is 25 cents of conversation in this quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so if they do it, they're going to have a discussion about it.
Like, what is this thing?
What is this thing? Like, who in the world put a Canadian quarter in the cop car?
This family of 5.
Yeah.
We were going to go out afterwards and split
a quarter. We're going to split this quarter up. So I was like balancing it out. And I thought to myself, you know what? think you don't get good family stories or conversations based on good stuff happening to you.
It's always
based on nothing happening.
The quirky stuff.
It's always the quirky stuff.
Right.
So they're all going to go like, was there a Canadian here? Was there a Canadian in our midst?
We must have had a Canadian in our midst.
Yeah. And then, and also in our midst, thank you, not miss. Also, was he an illegal Canadian? Did he cross the border? Do we need to have a fence up there? We do
How
need
did
a
he
fence.
Get down to Dixon?
Well, not a wall, though, because Canada's pretty up there. We kind of want to see what's going on. It's kind of pretty.
Yeah.
You know,
it'd just be snow-filled.
That's true. Most of the year, it's just snow-filled. But no, so yeah, that's what's going on.
Do you know what hurt my feelings the most?
I have no idea.
What hurt my feelings?
Did I hurt your feelings?
Well, no, but if it would have been me in the car, and I would have said
of course,
to you,
you
Julie,
no,
why
gone.
Are you waiting here?
I would have gone.
No, you would not have.
I would have. I would
oh,
have gone.
No, you would not have.
I would have.
I can guarantee you a Canadian quarter.
You have a Canadian quarter.
Mom, we are staying here.
No. You know what it would have been? Maybe you're right.
I am right. And I would have said that I just would have sucked it up.
Yeah.
That's my Julie.
That's right.
That's my Julie.
And then your soul would have died a little bit more, and then our relationship would have eroded even more, and then we're just like, oh.
No, you know that I, overall, when those moral things happen, and like you always take the high road,
mm-hmm.
I always eventually go, that's my Julie.
That's right. That's your
my
Julie.
Little girl. Taking the high road.
Yeah, and mostly you think, that's my Julie throwing me under the bus for a quarter. That's my Julie.
That wouldn't even give you in my day, that quarter could have given you a bus ride. What can a quarter buy you?
Nothing. Really,
I can't. Let's think about it.
It can buy you half a sucker because you can buy two for a dollar.
Two. If something's two for a dollar, you could buy.
There
a quarter,
was a penny store or a dollar that you could buy candy for like a quarter.
Yeah,
but I don't even know.
Is it fair to call the penny store? When you can't buy anything under a quarter.
It's just nostalgic.
That's what bugs me, too, about Dollar General.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they're sort of right. They should have inverted it. It should have called you General Dollar.
General Dollar.
Because in general,
it's a dollar.
Everything's about a dollar.
Or some form of dollar.
Yes.
Some form of dollar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Form a dollar. That's our new chain store.
Form a dollar.
In some form of a dollar.
You know, I had a...
Did I help you with your moral dilemma, though?
Sure. Not really. It made me feel really bad, actually. That's okay. But
I'm just paying you back,
Julie. That's right. I had another moral dilemma that has not occurred yet, but I finally put it in play. So for about two or three years...
Is that something that can help you with as well?
Sure can tell. We can discuss it. For about 3 years now, I've held on this $1 bill. And it says... And somebody had written $1 million on it.
Oh.
And I was afraid to put it into circulation because I know that somebody somewhere heard something and goes... I'm going to law of attraction this, and I'm going to write $1 million on this dollar bill. Yes. I'm going to just have it in front of me. I'm like, I'm going to get $1 million one
my
day.
My return on this dollar bill is going to be $1 million.
$1 million. I won $1 million.
And at some point, they had to release it.
And at some point, they wanted a cheeseburger.
They had to buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and they only had a dollar and probably some change somewhere. Or who knows? I mean, you couldn't even buy a dollar coffee for that.
No.
But anyway, it got into their circulation. And I held on to it for 3 years. It was in my office.
Wow, I did not know this.
And I kept thinking to myself, I cannot stand, just throwing this person's dream away.
Yeah. Oh, you're holding on to their dream.
I thought I was. And now
maybe they already are a millionaire.
And that's why I was able to release it.
Oh, you did release it.
I've got it in my wallet now. It says, screw this. I'm Maria Kondoing this crap, and I'm like clearing away the clutter. And this dollar bill is cluttering up my space in my office. And I'm tired of mom saying, you got to work in your office. And this dollar bill's got to go.
Well, I do say that, actually.
Yeah.
But what I also say is, like, when I'll be looking for some, some dollars.
Yeah.
And Julie will bring me some that are all mashed up.
Yeah.
And twisted and like little, just wrinkly. And I'll know that these are not my dollars.
Not my dollars.
Because somehow anything that, any kind of paper money that Julie has
right.
ends up looking like it's been through, it's like it's from a refugee camp.
Yeah, that's right.
I have no idea why.
Well, because where I keep, I don't know, Mom. There's no explanation for it.
Where do you keep it at that it ends well, up looking like that?
Well, in the van, I keep it in a place that's square, 1 inch by 1 inch. Mm-hmm. So I just, all the butter has to come in a circle. I have to circle it. You know, like when you get a wad of like, you know, hundreds and it comes in a circle form, you're like, well, that's a nice wad of bills.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, or that's what I'm telling myself. Yeah. The truth is, I don't know why. We're the only people who still use dollar bills, I guess. I don't know.
Well, we're back to it.
Yes.
Because we for years, we kind of quit using
right.
paper money. And then we decided, no, we've got to actually go back to paper money.
For a while.
Just for a while. Just to see.
To see we're how trying, it feels
like. We're Marie Kondoing it. And we're seeing like, how much do we really spend?
Right, exactly.
It's so much easier when you don't know. And you're just right. like, here's my card.
Here's my card.
It is so easy. Here's my card.
Exactly.
Here's my phone. Yeah. And then we did it just for like a week or two. And we're like, What? Wait, what?
Like, how much money are you spending, Julie? You keep asking for 50s.
Oh, my God.
I'm not doing anything.
We're not doing anything different.
I know.
And I was like, okay, I needed this.
Right.
I needed this like wake up call.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
It was pretty wild though.
Exactly.
In case you were actually saying Marie Kondo's name quite a bit.
In case people don't
know who she is, Netflix it.
Yeah, please. And then do what you want. In some ways, Marie Kondo's Netflixing is more like a way of to really waste to clutter a Sunday afternoon and take a nap.
If it's raining out.
Oh, I love messes.
Yeah.
I love messes so much. Me love me so messy. Please, Mom. And the truth is, that's how she talks.
Yes. I'm just imitating her. I'm not making fun of her.
No, you're not. That's exactly. And she's like a little doll.
She's so messy.
She's just like a little tiny doll. You want to put her in your front pocket. Yeah. Like, bring her along wherever you go.
Before I start decluttering your house, let me pray for you.
Yeah.
Let me pray for the house. Let me wake it up.
Let me pray for you.
Your mess has been asleep for so long.
Yeah.
Let me wake it up. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what's interesting, Jill, about Jellystone, though? This week, we've met several people that, you know, because we're all kind of now part of this this horrible thing that happened.
Right. A tragedy
and
brings
so
people together.
Everybody is pulled together, so people just are now talking. And when people find out where we live, they all go, oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And they just assume, because of what the pictures are, what it looked like, that we were more likely the hardest hit.
Yeah.
And we weren't.
No.
Not by a long shot.
No, we weren't.
That's what just, that I just somehow feel like we were so blessed.
We were blessed.
I don't know what that means for the other people that lost everything.
I know. I don't either. And that's why I have a hard time saying it.
Yeah.
We were lucky. And like really lucky.
I guess, is it blessed or lucky?
And honestly.
Maybe it's blucky.
Bluck, yeah. Or maybe on a scale of 1 to 10. I mean, lucky would have meant like nothing would have happened, right?
Yeah, we were just kind of holding a pretty good hand at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment we're breaking even.
Yeah,
you know, at the moment it's all going to be okay.
Yeah,
it's gonna be okay.
Right.
Yeah.
At the moment we're gonna look at the end of it in the end of a few weeks like nothing really happened.
Right.
But we will know something happened.
So I get I'm gonna change topics.
Sure.
To talk about Rocket Man if that's okay.
Oh yeah, why don't you do?
I saw Rocket Man last night, and I wanted to see. The zombie movie, but I don't think it's out yet. They Stay Dead, or They Don't Stay Dead. That's with Bill Murray. And I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, but I wanted to see that. And then it wasn't playing in our theater, so I don't know if it's out yet or not. So Doug's like, Rocket Man's playing. I'm like, let's see that. That looks something we can do, fun, something different on Saturday night. And it was different because it comes across not as more of a Broadway play.
Interesting.
And I'm curious if it was a Broadway play. I mean, it might have been.
I
like Billy Joel has a Broadway play, you know, and
Uptown Girls?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Piano Man?
Maybe. I have no idea. But I mean, and so it felt like it. It was done. Taron Egerton was in it. He played Elton John. And Taron Egerton, he looks like Elton John to me. He really does. I was going to try and tell
you. Is he British?
Yeah, he's British.
I don't know who he did.
Was he
Doctor Who?
No, he was in The Kingsmen.
Oh, I know that show.
Yeah.
I know that movie.
Yep. And he did a great job. The makeup was perfect. His body type was perfect, mm-hmm. and so forth. And, you know, we see him as a little kid, Elton John, and we see how talented, how organically talented, what a good ear he had. Mm-hmm. He just had a great ear. Mm-hmm. And if he heard something, he could play it right away. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then he's just something
like
just,
me.
Kind of like you. And then we also see he has a good Nan. He has a really great grandma, Nan.
Aww.
And he has...
She had a Grammy. Grammy.
He had really crappy parents.
And that's then, what you need.
And then we were talking about that.
Can I say that?
Yeah. I go, would we have a Elton John if we didn't have crappy parents?
Yeah. Would we have an Adam Carolla?
Yeah. I don't. I really doubt that.
If he didn't have crappy parents?
I said, Doug.
Would we have a Christine Peters?
Yeah.
No. Oh, my parents were. They weren't that crappy.
Yeah. I wish they were crappier.
Yeah. No kidding. I'm only like.
You're only half a podcast. Yeah, exactly. If only they were more abusive to you. We could have had it all. But it was weird.
Where's my yacht, Julie?
They wouldn't have said that they were abusive. They didn't beat him, but they certainly were cruel and indifferent.
Yeah.
And just snotty, right?
Yeah.
And Bryce
Ron Howard's daughter
played Elton John's mom.
No,
and she might have put a little weight on because she looked cute on her
because she's so tiny.
Yeah, she looked like she was just like a little, just about 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
But she looked really adorable.
Yeah,
and so forth. But it was an anthology of his life until the day he got sober, and he did the song. Remember in the 80s or 90s? I'm still standing. And it was a corny video. Yeah.
After all these years.
Yeah. So we see that video. And it's the exact same video, and Taron is in it. He plays it. He plays Elton John the video, so it's hysterical. But there's Richard Madden, I think his name is. M-A-D-D-E-N, Richard Madden, plays Elton John's lover/manager in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Doug's like, how come? Because we see this in Queen as well, that his manager, love/lover.
Did you see Queen as well, that movie?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It
was great. I loved it.
I mean, did it sort of match in some sense?
Energy-wise, not at all.
Okay.
No, I mean, Queen was literally a story and where the music was appropriately played.
Right. Like, I know in Queen they did this that I've seen it on YouTube where they play this one song that...
Uh-huh.
What's the guy's name did
mm-hmm.
and they match it up and it's like literally
scene for scene, movement for movement
right. literally the same.
No, this is,
and it's pretty awesome.
Right. Yeah. No, this is, he's just talking to a mom and then all of a sudden they're all breaking out in song. What happened in Queen, you know? So
didn't that kind of happen in there was one cop show? It was called Cops, and they would just like break out in song.
Yeah, I don't think it lasts very long.
Yeah.
And so, like, whatever.
You need a tune-up. Yes, you do.
I've got my billy club. I'm going to hit you over the head with it.
Don't tase me, or I'll tase you back.
I go, stop, please, don't run. By the way, I really hate it when I see a cop show and they're literally, you know, the perp has no idea the cops are around, and the cops a block away yell, "Stop, police, turn around." You're like, like, screw you, I got a good jump on you.
Yeah, not only that, but sometimes it sounds like you're saying, "Stop, please."
Yeah, stop, please. Exactly.
Please? No.
Please, no.
I don't care how mannerly you are.
I'm not going to stop it. You said stop police? Huh. I thought you said stop please.
Yeah.
Now, I think that could pass in a jury. I really do.
I do, too.
And I can't believe a defense attorney
hasn't thought of that.
Maybe they have, but I have never thought of that before. Yeah. But you're 100% right.
Yes, I am, girlfriend.
Yes, you are.
Stop. Please, don't. Stop. Right. What? She said don't stop.
Yeah.
I had to keep going on.
I had to.
I had to. I was on top of her. She said don't. Stop.
I'm like, oh, why? Well,
she said please. Please, don't stop. I'm like, oh, this bitch loves me. Maybe you should edit that out.
No, this is a live show, girlfriend. I'm not editing anything out. And that's also a very old joke.
Yes, I know.
That's a joke from the 60s and
70s. Shut up. That dates me a little bit.
Just a tad. Yeah. Not in the hashtag Me Too world. That does not go on in the hashtag Me Too. But we were commenting on how every manager takes advantage of the star. It's like initially. You know? And then they have to get...
Like Mariah Carey's.
Yeah. But anyway, Richard Madden was... And do you know who Richard Madden is? You're not going to know. I kept thinking to myself, I don't know who this guy is, but I've seen him before. And if I remember correctly, wherever I saw him before, I effing loved him. And I can't figure it out.
Maybe I can help you with this.
I looked it up, so you don't have to help me.
Oh, okay.
I can show you the picture of him, then you can kind of guess.
Okay.
He's the last... I can't make it bigger. Okay. He's the last guy on the far left.
Cute.
Yeah, he's darling.
Cute.
He's bodyguard. Remember that
no!
English?
Yes. That I loved?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love that show.
Just bodyguard? Yeah. The bodyguard?
The bodyguard.
Oh, my God.
I love that show.
I watched that show on a reference or on a suggestion from Dan Savage.
Yes.
He just said off the cuff.
Just off the cuff.
He's not as cute as the guy from The Bodyguard. I'm like, oh, The Bodyguard.
Let's watch The Bodyguard.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
He is cute.
So there is... I was trying to think to myself, have I ever seen a full-blown, excuse me.
Don't say the word full-blown.
Love scene. Yeah. You know, like.
A full-blown gay love scene.
I don't think I really have.
Right.
And in a really romantic way.
Got it.
You know, not where it's like the first thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is.
Like pizza boy comes to the house.
Yeah,
you look like
I'm sure I've seen tons of those.
Yeah, but not a romantic one.
Yeah, well, it's just a full blown movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
You keep saying full blown. We're getting it. We're getting the reference. All right.
I'm trying to think in
don't
Rhapsody or Bohemian Rhapsody. If there was a love scene there as well, and I think there was kinda, you know, but I don't really know. This was a very, I would say, well done.
Yeah.
With two guys that I kind of found attractive. I'm like, I kind of find both these guys kind of attractive. Yeah. In my real life, I would find both these guys kind of attractive.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I
can picture this.
I never would have thought of myself as a gay porn person, like, to be into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Worked for you.
Worked for me, kind of did. At least.
Did it work for Doug?
Heavy R. I'll call it just R. There was no heaviness to it. It was just R.
Yeah.
Because they cut out.
Both wore pirate masks.
Yeah, they cut out before the pants come off, you know.
Oh.
So, you know, topless. Two topless guys making out. I'm like,
Two topless guys making out.
Yeah. Not bad. I was like.
Was that a moral dilemma for you?
Not one bit. I was like,
you're like, hurry up and finish this. I gotta go buy cookie ingredients.
Yeah, please. The only problem I had in Moral Dilemma was getting up and yelling at the theater for how dare you have legitimately 30 minutes of previews. 30 minutes of previews.
And that's why they cut the ticket prices in half.
Maybe that's it. Oh, maybe so.
Yeah.
We can, listen, if there's a trade-off.
We can get them to come two times more by cutting the ticket prices
and,
in half.
And we will have and more
then,
commercials.
But then you know what the business they're in? They're not in the movie business. They're in the popcorn business.
Oh, that's exactly right. And they're also in the preview business.
They're in the popcorn and Pepsi business.
That's exactly right.
Tell me what Doug thought of the love scene.
I have no idea. We didn't talk about it, but he did say that he several times through the movie, he's like, I am really enjoying this movie.
Ah.
Because, first of all, every song was great.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't do that Lakita song, you know, about the Russian, you know, you remember that in the 80s?
Did they do A Candle in the Wind?
No, thank God.
Yeah.
I hate that song from him.
You know, Here was when I asked you how you enjoyed the movie last night.
Yeah.
Your first, I don't know if it was a complaint or not, but you went, Mama, Mama.
What did I say?
You said, Mama, everybody was old there.
Yes.
I was the only person that didn't have gray hair or walk with a cane.
That's
exactly. Julie said, there was an old couple in front of us. He was walking with the cane and shaking, but yet they smooched the whole show.
They did. They were so adorable. They smooched it right in front of us.
It was our generation. It was our parents' generation. And they went to see Elton, and then they made out, Mama, and they held up their cane lights because their canes have little flashlights in it. And I'm like, oh, the horse.
Yeah, they all held the jitterbug. They flipped their phones.
Yeah, they flipped their jitterbug phones.
They flipped their phones on jitterbug. Doug was freaking out by this. He goes, Julie, everybody here is old.
What?
And he goes, old. Then he goes, no, not old, older. He goes, oh, I know, because we're old. We're older, too. I guess it's all relative. I go, honey, Elton John is like older than my parents. I said, he goes, no. I go, yeah.
No. You got to be shitting
no.
me.
I go, yeah, he is. He's they're all, he goes, well, I guess then this is appropriate. I go, yeah. I go, and I mean, it was
somehow
so cute.
All the oldies came out. All the gray hairs came out.
It was hysterical. And I think they all had a good time. But yeah. I thought to myself, because there was a lot of drug dealing, a lot of sex
when you say
going
he got
on.
Sober, did he get sober from drugs as well? Or just
he said alcohol, cocaine, sex addiction, shopping addiction, and alcohol. You know, so he just basically was excess.
Yeah.
He's a bigger than life kind of character.
Yeah. He actually married a woman. Did he marry a woman in the movie?
Yes, he did for a short time.
What was it, Kiki D or Kiki?
I don't know what
Kiki
her name.
D, I think.
Oh, was it
something like that?
Yeah. Oh, was it the same girl that sang the song with him?
Yeah.
He married her.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
for
know
a brief
that.
Moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, he should have. She knew that he was gay. Then.
Oh, yeah. I think they just wanted to
get
kick
they,
it. Kick yeah, it old
married.
School.
Yeah. She should have just been his best pal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah.
And this is the new world we live in, though, because I remember I was at the dog park, and I was talking to the woman across the fence, because my dog was running the fence, and her dog was running the fence.
Because our dog, Elliot, cannot be in the same yard as
right.
other dogs.
And she was probably in her 50s, and she was saying that, and she referenced her girlfriend. And I, in my mind, I didn't think anything of it but a friend who's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, I guess I can't say my girlfriend because she's not my girlfriend. She's just my friend who's a girl. I go, oh, I understand. I didn't think she was your lover.
You said that?
No, but I'm like,
I kind of thought she might have been your lover.
I go, my girlfriend. And then I remember the movie The Perfection on Netflix as well.
Yeah.
Which
I cannot think anything of right now.
Well, you know, the cello players.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. Got it.
There's a scene in the beginning where this 20-something celloist comes back to the school where she was trained. And she used to be the star.
Right.
And now she's talking to the star.
Right.
The one that took her place in some way. And she's just, the newcomer is so sexually out there.
Mm-hmm.
And is kind of flirting with the older person. Mm-hmm. And in my life, I just thought she was kind of being funny and wouldn't be friends.
Kind of cheeky.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
And like.
To be British.
Yeah. And we can go and just hang out and talk about guys and talk about this stuff. But it led to them having
full blown
sex. And I remember the days I'm like going, oh, nowadays you really can't just be flirty with another girl. I don't know. Can
you
be?
You got to put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly. But I remember.
Excuse me, your Canadian quarter.
Exactly. But I am like that. Up until recently, I would be like, oh, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, I can't be like this because now people think I want to go someplace farther. No, it's just two girls talking.
Yeah.
Talking crap about guys.
Dan Savage said, this was a long time ago, that in the olden days, I don't know how old those were, but you would call it, I have a romantic friendship with another woman.
Right.
And you never said I'm a lesbian.
Right.
You just would say, I kind of have this romantic friendship, and we might travel on the ocean liners together.
Right.
In but the 20s, I wouldn't solve murder mysteries.
Right. But see, I would do that.
Meet Hercule Poirot.
But oh, would you have think?
Excuse me. That's my.
Does a romantic friendship have to lead to sex, though?
No.
Good.
What's romance? It's
exactly.
not sex.
No, it's not. It's no. just having.
It's just being intimate.
Yeah. And fun.
And that's not, you know, having your clothes off.
I agree.
I think it could be neck massages. 'Cause are your feet rubbed?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, it could be that. It could be that.
I have a good friend.
Yes.
That I actually believe that if we lived together, we would have a romantic friendship.
Right.
We would not sleep together.
Right.
Or we might sleep together.
Right.
But we would not, we could maybe be giving each other neck massages.
Right.
You know, because we're that close.
Yeah.
But we're not gonna.
You're not a lesbian that
no,
you know of.
No. Hell no.
And maybe.
We still would might invite a man into the bed.
Right.
Depending how good.
And one of you wouldn't leave.
And one of us would have to leave.
Oh, and one of us, and one of you would have to leave.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The man.
There you go. Yeah. But it is interesting. I was thinking to myself, like, oh my gosh, the days of when you could just be kind of.
Yeah. All in with just whatever friendship you wanted.
Yeah. It's kind of gone, possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I do, too. I don't know either. A lot of that depends. You know what? I'm just talking out of my ass right now.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because I was going to say, a lot of that depends on money and class.
Maybe so.
You know, like how good you can make that look.
Right.
Or how bad you make it look. Like if you're in a $5 motel room and it's flea bitten and you're two women.
Yeah.
And you get maybe needles stuck in your arms and you don't know that you forgot about.
It's more like not a romantic friendship. It's more like a druggy friendship. I get it. You know? I understand. So I would suggest everybody seeing Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I felt it was awesome. It's different, though. It really is different. Mm-hmm. And he just breaks out. It felt like a Broadway play. He just breaks out in song.
Every once in a while, he just breaks out in song.
Yeah. And at the end, he says he's been sober for 25 years. And
the real Elton?
Yes. It's just a picture of the real Elton.
Mm-hmm.
And sober for 25 years, but he still shops. He still loves to shop.
No.
Yeah, really?
You know, it's kind of probably like our last addiction to go.
Yeah.
The shopping addiction.
Right.
You know, you're either... What's the opposite of a consumer?
Producer?
You know, like you're either a consumer or you're... I can remember Sir John Templeton saying that sometimes...
Investor?
You're either an investor or something or you're the consumer. You're on the other end of it.
Right.
And it always stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because it is a mindset.
Yeah.
You know, you're either like taking what you have and making it grow or taking what you have and letting it go down.
Well, it was so funny because I had this overwhelming shame and guilt yesterday because I was reading about stocks. And this guy who I kind of followed for the last couple of decades was saying, if you just would have put $1,000 into Netflix, you'd have $1.5 million. If you just would have put $1,000 into Apple, you would have had da-da-da-da-da-da. And if you just would have put $1,000 into Amazon, you'd be worth $10 million. I'm like, why did I put $1,000 to Amazon?
Why?
I talked about it. What's wrong with you? You're a moron.
Because you were so busy saving that $1
for
that girl that had $1 million on it.
It's effing crazy.
And she's buying the stock.
It's effing crazy. And I was just like.
But you know, you wonder what's the next one. And there will be, but who knows?
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what it's going to be?
Well, we've been starting to do that a little bit.
We bought one share of stock, Julie.
That's all you need. One share. One share. That's all you need. I'm going to buy one share of everything out there so that I can get that one thing that'll just pop.
Can I talk briefly about two movies that I saw?
Yes, please
on
do.
On Netflix.
Please do.
Since you talked about a movie. I saw last week. A movie called Always Be My Maybe. And it was, I don't know the guy's name, but he's from, I think, he's just that famous Asian dude now.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
He's on Off the Boat.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Amy. Well, I mean, Amy Wong?
I have no idea. Ali Wong. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a comedian.
And I saw her first on Netflix.
Exactly. You saw her do her comedy routine.
Yeah.
Well, the movie is kind of like her comedy because she did write it.
Okay.
And I totally laughed out loud almost like every 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, that's so great.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's sweet. It's short. It delivers everything it promises.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
I've been hearing about that.
It's a perfect
movie. I've been
really
hearing that. This is a good.
Yeah. If I was a writer,
yeah.
I would have been honored to write this movie.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I love this because they've been doing a little press, which I think is so interesting that people who are in Netflix movies now have to do press.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. And it's so cool because now those same people are like Netflix family.
Yeah.
They just like, oh, let's pull from our Netflix pool.
Yeah. They show up to work every day. They come to their job.
They don't complain.
They're happy. I love it.
Yeah. And then last night, Normano and I saw Murder Mystery.
Oh, how is that?
Which was Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston on Netflix.
Oh.
And it was cute as well. I mean, two good movies in 2 weeks, 90 minutes, boom, done, next. Last night's movie was really enjoyable because it showed different locations.
Aww.
Monaco, Aww. Lake Como,
oh,
so
lovely.
It was had that great, and it was just one of those sweet, like it really was a murder mystery.
Oh, how
with
cute.
Comedy in it.
Ah.
Yeah, it was just sweet.
Just call it what it is, murder mystery.
Yeah, it was just sweet, and it reminded me, the relationship between them reminded me of our Norm and our relationship.
Yeah.
Which is just like that. And Terrence, remember a long time ago movie, was it the Pink? I don't know, but they were men, but they danced, the Dancing Queen. What was that movie called?
ABBA? I mean,
But they sang those songs.
Yeah, and they traveled
in that bus. And they all dressed up as women.
Oh,
Was it the Pink something? The Pink.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, that's an old
movie. Well, Terrence,
Priscilla of the
Priscilla
the dance Priscilla the dance. I don't know.
Priscilla of the
I don't
Outback
know.
Or?
Yeah. Yes, Priscilla. Yeah.
It was Priscilla.
I know,
right.
But I can't remember what it is.
Well, the guy that was like the lead in that.
Yeah.
But Terrence somebody, I can't think of his name. But he was in this movie.
Yo.
And he looks great. He's probably 90
Terrence,
now.
Terrence, oh, yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, yeah. And he looks great, but he's the one that gets murdered. He's the first guy that gets murdered. But it was great to see him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are two movies I totally enjoy.
How sweet. The only problem I'm having with I'll always be your maybe, or you always
be my maybe.
Always be my maybe. Is that I in my head when I see it, don't ever think, oh, it's an all Asian cast. Mm-hmm. What a novel idea.
Yeah.
I never either. Think of it.
Right.
Except that it's being thrown down my throat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at this. It's an all Asian cast.
Yeah.
Like no one cares.
Yeah. Or like,
no
well,
one
yeah,
cares.
It is, but so what?
So
yeah,
what?
It's still a good movie.
No, yeah, but not just that. Like, in my mind, I'm like, why wouldn't it be an all Asian cast?
Yeah.
It's about all Asians.
Yeah.
Big effing deal. I don't care.
Yeah.
It never comes up in my mind.
That's kind of where I think that you and I were just different. Because we don't swing all the way over to the far left.
Right.
That far left would say, look, this is an all Asian cast.
Wow, we're so special. This is amazing.
Isn't that wild? You know,
yeah.
Or whatever. They did this movie and it's all Asian. We should give them kudos. We're like, hey, that was a good movie. Oh, I forgot to mention, by the way, that it's an all Asian cast.
Yeah.
Because as Greg would say, we don't see color.
We don't see color.
We don't see race.
or mostly, like, we just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's a big world out there. There's a variety of different people out there.
We care about the movie.
Yeah, we do. Exactly. You saw Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
And when you were done with that movie, you're going, I hated it.
Yeah. Hated it.
There is no redeeming quality to this movie whatsoever.
I fell asleep.
Didn't like it. Yeah. Hated it. Mm-hmm. You see this movie going, oh my God, I love this movie. Makes me happy. It makes me sweet.
Made me happy. Made me smile.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do for me on a Saturday night.
Right. Because you don't want to say, I hate this movie, and then be gone, oh, is it because they're all Asians? Is that why you hate it?
Yeah.
No.
Because
I liked, you know, Be My Maybe.
Always Be My Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can't say that,
if
it's a bad movie or if it doesn't have a sweet Saturday night.
You know, that's the only thing because Norm and I, we'd like to watch a movie or a comedy special on Saturday night. And if you give us crap on our 2 hours together, oh, we're coming after you.
Right.
Oh, we're coming after you, people.
Right.
So,
honestly, the way you feel about your Saturday night movies and how you covet that time so much, I'm afraid to recommend a movie.
Because, I know you are.
Because I'm like, well, what if it's bad? And then I'm going to hear about it all week long until the next Saturday night movie comes around. And you're just like,
are we that bad, Julie?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't want to take the hit.
I'm going to hear about it all week long, Julie. Mama.
I don't feel like taking the hit. So you're on your own. I recommended seeing Bohemian Rhapsody, but you guys have not wanted to see it. I don't know why.
You know why? We're saving it. We're going to have a one day when... Yesterday is going to come out.
Yes,
and we're going to wait till it comes
six months from now.
Until it comes to Netflix Family Video or Netflix.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
And then one day we're going to see Bohemian Rhapsody, Rocket Man, and Yesterday.
I love it.
And we're going to be talking like this, Governor.
Governor.
The next day we're going to say, "Oh, I enjoyed it."
There
thoroughly.
Is a couple movies coming out though. This is like our whole movie fest. I don't know, but that's fine. I mean, it's kind of a light thing to talk about with bombings going on and life going down a toilet, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
I've been being trained because I'm the new treasurer of our
Lost Lake Utility District.
Woohoo! I've been being trained.
One of the things that was difficult for me because I'm counting checks.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't be telling that. But...
No, you shouldn't.
Sorry, Jules.
I'm doing it with you. I'm like, we're talking. I'm counting. I'm doing my work.
That's right.
And you're like going...
Julie.
We pay the most in water bills.
Yeah. There are 60 checks that we're doing it, and I'm like, when do people like come like $22, $44? But Julie, we pay $350.
Yeah,
is something wrong here?
Yeah, we have five pieces of property. That's what's wrong. I go.
And who do I see about that, Julie?
Not me,
Miss Treasurer of the Utility.
Because I heard our office manager take a phone call from somebody who bought two adjacent pieces of property to their place that they lived at, and got their first water bill.
Yeah,
and they're like, "What happened?" I'm like, sorry, no refunds. This is just how it is. Sorry, no discounts.
Sorry.
We see that water tower up there. We've got to still pay for that.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, okay.
This is why you live in a golf cart, beautiful lake community.
Exactly.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Don't
You'll
worry.
Be okay.
Yeah.
You'll it's get okay. Over. You can let go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
See, that new car that you really wanted to have.
It's okay. You gotta buy a used one now.
Yeah, just buy a used one. It's okay. They last 20 years anyway. Fine.
We do need a Frozen 2 coming out because we need to be reminded.
Let it go.
Let it go. Just keep letting it go. It's gonna be all right. Just keep letting it go.
Doug and I had this philosophical discussion yesterday.
No.
Yes.
Not Doug.
He
philosophical?
Because there was something going on that we saw, I don't know, the picture of the planet at a distance. And he goes... And we were talking about, we're only here for a split second in the planet Earth's life.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug's like, if we really understood that, we would take so much better care of the planet. I said, or would we? If we weren't crammed down the idea that we must leave the planet in better shape than we received it for our future generations. I mean, if we really felt like, oh, listen, this planet's been around for billions of years. It'll be around for millions and billions of years after we're dead. Mm. Would we really take better care of it?
I thought he was going to say, if we only realized how brief of a time we're going to be here, we'd take better care of ourselves. That's what I thought he was going to say.
I go, would we really? Would we really?
Would we do the Elton John thing?
Yeah.
Shopping, sex, alcohol.
That's exactly
cocaine,
right. I waver. Yeah. I effing waver. Yeah. I'm like, you know, I've been kind of living a clean life up to now.
Except for cursing.
This is true.
You know, but I think that's an addiction too.
I understand. And if I, depending on which preacher man I'm listening to on a Sunday morning, I mean, I'm going to hell. You know.
I won't let you.
Thank you.
I will reach my hand down from heaven.
Well, oh, thank you. Thank you.
Unless you gotta give me a hand up.
Yeah, I'll give you a hand up. Someone we're giving a hand up to.
A full blown hand up. That's, you did one too many of those, Jill, and you went to hell.
That's right.
You know, God said, you know, Julie, that last full-blown hand-up you did?
One too many. You didn't know.
Yeah. You didn't know grace had run out.
Yeah, but also, there were a couple missing chapters of the Bible. And I, you know, the King, you know, King James said, let's not put these in because I need a couple more hand-ups.
Full-blown
hand-ups. Hand-ups, that's it. Something like that. So, girlfriend, how is the show?
What?
I know.
No, I didn't get a chance to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, go ahead.
2 minutes?
Sure.
I wanted to talk about Corky and Bill.
Okay.
Two men that we know this week that we met. Bill has been a longtime resident here. Mm-hmm. And now that Julie's a water lady, she knows everything that goes on.
Right.
And Bill's wife has been walking alone. And they've been walking together for 20-something years. And now she's walking alone. And so Julie got the scoop on why the lady's walking alone. And she said, Bill, like, had sudden dementia.
Right.
Sudden onset dementia, like literally over the course of a few days. And he's very mean and belligerent. And she said she had to get all the checks, you know, getting off his name and it isn't her name.
And Bill's not his name, by the way. We have no idea.
Correct. And, well, I'm just changing it.
Yeah.
So he became a very mean, belligerent person now. And Corky, who we met this week, had some kind of little brain damage.
Right.
He's married. He's got 7 kids. But he is the nicest man.
Man ever.
The nicest, like, hello, and everything is lovely, and he's sweet, and he has some kind of brain injury as well.
Yes.
So I wanted to, you know, I wish I had more time to talk about that, this idea.
It's kind of a downer that you threw this out there in the last minute of the show.
Do you think it's a downer?
Well, what's the good part is I would like to be like Corky.
Yes. And we'd all like to have...
God, if you're listening and I am afflicted with this, I don't say I am. I can't afford to be.
But let's be Corky.
I like to be Corky.
And not be Bill.
Do you think it's because it's the name thing, the name game? You are what you are. You're, you know, it's kind of Corky. Kind of Corky. That's a fun little name. I'm Corky. You know?
Are you Bill?
Yeah.
I'm just a Bill. Trying to make it on the Bill. On the hill.
Yeah. And I'm stuck here on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I think it is the name, Julie. It's a name.
As you roll your eyes to me.
I can't believe I wanted to talk about that.
Well, we can still talk about it.
No, the show's over.
I know.
Oh, by the way, it was great.
It was great. Oh, P.S.
Go to profitenjoy.com.
profitinjoy.com. Because like someone said, profit and joy? No, in joy. In joy. Not enjoy. In. Profitinjoy.com.
And now it was great.
Now it was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.